Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler on Fast Fingers. On the Fast Finger guitar there. Leader of Dire Straits. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Go to jimblasingame.com, you'll see all my books. When you go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget you can subscribe to my newsletter right there on the right. It's free. It comes every Sunday. We haven't missed an edition since November of 1999. Every Sunday afternoon, it'll get you ready for the week ahead. And if you decide you don't like it, you can unsubscribe and I'll never know. So it just be your little secret there. But I hope you like it. We get a lot of good responses from folks, and we're glad we're able to make that available. So it's just you and me. As I did in the previous segment, I talked about my righteous indignation about the concept of the government raising taxes on small business owners. And even though it's above $400,000, that's their goal. Remember when the Obama administration was talking about doing this, that number was 300,000. So remember, that's already on the table. That's already been on the table, 300. So if you think 400 is the floor, you know, you might say, well, that's a lot of money, 400,000 a year. And I get it. I don't blame you for thinking that. But also, don't forget, we haven't gotten to the number yet, right? We haven't gotten to the bill. These people are greedy. If you think it's going to be 400, good luck with that. But regardless of what it is, if you remember the last segment, I broke it down for you. A small business owner reporting $400,000 in earned income, taxable income. Two different things, by the way. It's taxable income. $400,000 taxable income is when you break it down by how that's earned, and you realize that part of that would have been profit, probably profit from the company. Think about this. Let me talk to you about how that money is being used. So let's say the company had a good year last year and they made $175,000 in profit, a sub S corp, that goes directly by K-1 over to the tax return of the owners, and becomes taxable income. Unprotected taxable income on their return. But let's think about this. It's January 1. That money is already in the books. It's already on the going to be taxed. And let's say that all $175,000 of that money is in the bank. Now, it could be, depending on how they file taxes, accrual or cash, the accounting, I should say, they use. It could be accrual or cash. Depending on that, all of that could be in cash, or part of it could not even be in cash. But let's just say that it all is. Don't forget, if that company wants to take advantage of an opportunity like coming out of a recession, coming out of a pandemic lockdown, and they want to invest that money, they're going to put that money to work in inventory, in training, in new employees, in new fixtures, new equipment to get ready. They're going to spend that money before the opportunity even happens, before they even get any revenue, pre-revenue investment. That might even not happen. They might have made a mistake. They're risking the money that they're going to get taxed on for last year, and they're going to have to pay taxes on this year. Is money that they're going to risk this year that they could lose all of in order to grow the economy, in order to grow their business. That's who you're taxing, the job creators. So a big chunk of that money that you, if you have a small business who has over $400,000 in taxable income, a big chunk of that money could very likely be money that is already at risk. The wealthy people, or as Biden says, the very wealthy, we need to tax more, they don't risk their wealth. Every small business owner risks their wealth every day of their life. Every small business owner out there, I don't care who you are one bad decision, one flaky customer, one Wall Street collapse like 2008 away from being out of business, from possibly being homeless, because your home is on the line at the bank with it for the business loan. That's the life of a small business. These are the people that when Mr. Biden says it's smart to tax businesses, but only if you're over $400,000. As I said earlier, he says that without any sense of shame for being so ignorant and obtuse about how a small business family actually reports their taxes. And remember, they are at risk for 100% of what the company has committed to. They've got customer expectations that they've made commitments to in contracts to fulfill. They're on the line for that. There's liability issues if one of the employees or a customer gets hurt. Yes, they probably got some liability insurance, but that only goes so far. And yes, their personal assets may be protected against the corporation shielding them, the corporate veil shielding their personal assets, but not if the owner if it's demonstrated in court that they were neglectful, if they did something wrong, that goes right through the corporate veil. The risk level of a small business is something that most corporate CEOs would never allow to happen to their own family. And yet 28 million of you do it every day. And that's the reason why I get indignant, righteously indignant, about Joe Biden taxing small business owners more. I'll never change, and I don't want you to ever change small business owners. I'll be right back. It's great.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.